This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. This is going to be a subject on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Ger Katan. Ger Katan Matbilin Oysai Al Das Bezdin. The subject we're going to learn this morning is really a major one. I don't think we're going to be able to see everything, but I want to leave it as clear as possible. Let's first review five steps in the Gemara in order to set this up in the most orderly fashion. The Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph brought the statement of Rav Huna that a ger, who's a minor, we're matvil the ger al das bezdin. We put the ger in the mikvah with the das of bezdin. The kid doesn't have das, we use the das of bezdin. Rashi explains there's no father, and the mother brings him to be megayer. Why do we have to do tefillah? Rashi says, because there's no gerus without milah and tefillah. Al das bezdin, Rashi says, three have to be in the tefillah, like the din of all tefillahs gerim. And they become the father. Okay, that's the statement of Rav Huna that ger katan matbilanoi say adas bezin. So the Gemara asks, what's the chiddush? Of course, ger katan matbilanoi say adas bezin. Is the chiddush that since it's good for the kid, zachin la adam shloi befanav? But we already learned in the Mishnah, Zachin la'adam shloi b'fanav, ein chavin la'adam shloi b'fanav. This is step two of the Gemara. What's the chiddush of the din of Rav Huna? Step three, the Gemara says, I would have thought that a goy prefers hefker. As we know, an eved vadai prefers hefker. The chiddush is, that's only once they become a gadol and they taste freedom. So they prefer hefker. But a katan, it's a zuchus. The chiddush is that it's a zuchus. The Gemara asks, let's bring a support to this halacha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about a ger that was converted less than 3 years old. Isn't it talking about where there's no father and the ger was nitval al das bezdin? And it's a raya, ger katan matbilanoi se al das bezdin. And step five, the Gemara says, no, not a raya. Maybe it's talking about a case where the ger came to convert with his father. And there we definitely say it's a zuchus to do what his father is doing. Now, this morning I want to focus on Shitas Rashi. But before we focus on Shitas Rashi, we have to know what Tosfos holds. Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos asks, we know that zechia, doing something for somebody that's good for them without their consent, works through the process of shlichus. That when it's good for a person, there's anan sadi, it's like we're all witnesses that you would have appointed them a shliach. That's what the Gemara Bava Metzia says by chotzer. And then the question is, there's no shlichus for a katan. So how could we say that it works here through zechia, but zechia works through shlichus, and katan doesn't have shlichus? Question number two is, even if a katan had shlichus, but the kid is a guy, and a guy, definitely, katan, that's asi l'chal, shlichus, maybe could have zechia midrabanan. But oivik hachavim, that will never come to shlichus, doesn't even have zechia midrabanan. So Tosfos has two questions. Question number one is, zechia works through shlichus, and a katan has no shlichus. And question number two is, even if there is shlichus midrabanan, but that's only for a Jew. But as a guy, there's no shlichus even the Rabbanan. Answers Tosfos that the whole Gemara here of Zachin Laila Adam Shlai Bufanav is Zechia Midrabbanan. That since the Katan is going to come Bechlal, shlichus he has Zechia Midrabbanan. Aye, but a guy, we say doesn't have shlichus because a guy is not Asi Lechlal shlichus. That's a regular guy. But this guy is becoming a Jew. So he's like a regular katan that has shlichus midrabanan. And therefore, we get around the problem of the kid being a katan and a guy. He's asli l'chal shlichus, and therefore zechia works. Or, since through this Zechiah he becomes a Yisrael, he's already like a Yisrael, fine. But then Tosfos asks, if it's only Zechiah Midrabanan, so how could you let this kid marry a Bas Yisrael, and the Kedushin is a Kedushin Midairaisa, but Minat Torah he's a Goy? So says Tosfos, this is going like the Shita, Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachamim Laker Dover Minat Torah. Even Bekum Va'aseh, because you're saying Bekum Va'aseh, he can marry a Jew. I asked Tosfos, so what's the Gemara asking? What's the Chiddush? There's a very big Chiddush here. The Chiddush is that this Katan, who normally doesn't have Shlichus, and who's a Goy, we say they have Zechiah, they have Shlichus, and it even works on a Dairaisa level, because Yesh Koyach B'yachacham Alaka Dormana Torah. So, why didn't the Gemara say there's a very big chiddush? So the Gemara says, it could have said that's the chiddush, and it said there's a different chiddush here. That's how Tosfos learns this sugya. Tosfos learns the sugya that the manner in which Bezin is acting on behalf of the Katan is shlichus. I, the Katan, didn't appoint a shliach. Well, it's good for the Katan. So it's like, everybody knows if the Katan would have Das, he would appoint the Bezin as a Shliach. So it's as if the Katan appointed Bezin as a Shliach. I, a Katan, doesn't have Shlichos, he has Shlichos Midrabanan. I, we're letting this Ger marry a Jewish woman. Yesh Koyach B'yad Chachamim Laker Davar Minat Torah. That's Tosfos. I want to read to you Rashi, because Rashi seems to have a different take on this. If you have a Gemara open, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rashi says, "Al das bezdim im ein loy av." If there's no father, ve'imai heviasei lezgayer, and the mother brings him to convert. Matbilin de ein lecha ger beloy mila utfila. There's no geros without circumcision and immersion. Al das bezdim shloisha yehu betfilasai. Three have to be present at the tefila. Kedin kol tvilas ger shetzricha gimel. Like the din of every tvilas ger that needs three. Now, why does Rashi have to tell us three people need to be at the tvila like the din of the tvila of any ger? Of course three people need to be at the tvila. Like Rashi says, like the tvila of any ger. This is irrelevant information. Why is Rashi randomly telling you, by the way, three people have to be at the tefillah? Of course they do. Anytime somebody converts, three people have to be at the tefillah. That has nothing to do with what the Gemara says, Ger Katan Mat Bion Oysa Das Bezdin. Is Rashi saying, okay, Rashi continues, Vehein Na'asin Loy Av, they become his father. Vaharehu Ger Al Yedehen, and he is a convert through the Bezdin, umagoy b'yayin kasher, and if he touches wine, it's kasher. Now what does Rashi mean, the Bezdin becomes his father? What do you mean they become his father? That's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos says they act as his agent. I, a katan, doesn't have shlichus, katan has shlichus midrabanan. I, the katan, didn't appoint a shliach, zechiah. We know he would have appointed a shliach. But what does Rashi mean, they become his father? That's not the process. The process is shlichos. And what does this have to do with the fact that there are three people at the tevila? Meaning, I have a question. According to Tosfos, that the Bezin becomes a shliach, can anyone be the katan shliach? Why do I need Bezin here? What do I need a Bezin for? Maybe the answer is, well, you need a Bezdin anyway, because you need three people to be at the Tevila. So once you need three people at the Tevila, you might as well use those three people to be the Shliach. But the truth is, you could bring in a fourth guy, tell the Bezdin to leave, and the fourth guy could be the Shliach of the Katan. But Rashi seems to be saying there's some connection between the fact that three people need to be at the Tevila and the fact that they become his father. What is this process that they become his father? And if you look in the next Rashi, Rashi says, "Mahu de tema oivikacham efkerani chalei v'chayvu loy ve'ein adam nasa shliach la adam l'chayvasai." And since it's a chayiv, a person can't become a shliach for someone else for his chayiv, shalai b'fanav. So here Rashi brings in shlichus, which implies that the process here is shlichus, like Tosfos. So then what's Rashi saying? They become his father. So I want to share with you now, you ready? At least 5 questions on Rashi, maybe 7 questions. I will admit to you, many years ago, I worked about a month on this Amud. So that's how I have a lot of Marmakaymos on it. I worked on it in Yeshiva. But I want to just tell you one chelek of it. I'm going to ask 5 questions and give an answer. That will be the Eon share. Okay? The Dvar Moshe, it's one of the Lamda Shesvarim on Ksubis. He brings a lot of questions on Rashi. What is this din of Zechia that they become the father of the Yasaim? Zechia is that someone could do something for you if it's for your benefit. Something that I myself could have done, someone could do for me. And it works. Either it works through agency, or it's an independent din. Who says the Bezdin becomes his father? What does Rashi mean that Bezdin becomes the father of the Katan? That's question number one. What is this din of Nasin Loy Av? Okay? Tosfos seems to say nothing of the sort. Tosfos learns it's a din in Zechia, which is working through Shlichos. But Rashi says there's some kind of mechanism that they become his father. What is this mechanism that they become his father? Question number two. Ve'oid sorachin. Eich shayach lahakshas al zepshita. Halei chidush gadol hudavaza. How could the Gemara say, it's obvious, it's pashut, that they become his father. It's pashut, that they're matvil him al das bezdin. Why is that pashut? This is a brand new din that we never heard of. That Nasim loy av, they become his father. What's the Gemara asking? It's pashut. It's totally not pashut. It's a very big chiddush. I guess to that question, you could say what Tosfos says. Well, we gave one answer. We said a different chiddush. Maybe this would also be a chiddush. Question number three, that the next Rashi points out that the method that it works is through Shlichus. V'oid sorachin demei Rashi v'demei Amaschel mal detema loy nira kadarka shama iri. From Rashi, it does not appear that he's saying that it works through Shlichus. Shaharei Kasav, he writes, Shasal kadaituch loy loy mar zochen loy la'adam. The havamina why I would not say zochen loy la'adam is harei ze ki have a chayv. It's like a chayv mishum hachi yev shaloy mar. Rashi says, since it's not a chayv, you can't say that Bezdin becomes his shliach against his das. So Rashi, who says that since it's a chayv, you don't use shlichus, implies the process is shlichus. So is it nasin loy av, or is it shlichus? By the way, the Shita Mekubetzas learns Rashi differently than us. The Shita Mekubetzas over here quotes Rashi. Shloisha yiyu betfilasa kedin kol tfilas ger vehein nasim loy av mashma deboy leprushe. It's the Shita says it's mashma that Rashi is coming to explain the adifa hach zechia de nasim loy kaav, that this zechia of nasim loy kaav is better to loy have a mitam shlichos, that it's not mitam shlichos duk v'tishkach. So the Shita seems to be learning Rashi that it's not working mitam shlichos. The only thing Rashi implies very clearly, it is. Because Rashi says, since it's a chayiv, then you can't be a shliach without his permission. Another question. What is this mechanism that the Bezin becomes an Av, and why could you be Meicha? Right? The Gemara says later on, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Higdilu Yechaylam Limchais, that when they grow up, you could protest. Why could you protest? Why am Higdilu Yechaylam Limchais? If there's some special din, meaning Bishlam, according to Taisvis, it's working through Zechia. So if the Katan says, you know what, it's not good for me, I don't like it, so we understand why he could protest. Because he's demonstrating that this was never good for me. But according to this new approach of Rashi, Nasim Loyav, why could you protest later on? And finally, why does this Zechiah have to be through Beis Din? Why can't any random guy off the street who's a Jew? Zechiah works where I could be your agent for you if I know it's good for you. So Zechiah doesn't usually need to be a Beis Din. If I'm walking down the street and I find a jewel, I could pick it up for you, even though you didn't appoint me, because I know it's good for you. But so why, if this is Taka, especially according to Tosfos Ashita, that it's working through Zechiah, why do you need a Beis Din? What would you need a Beis Din for? Why would you need a Beis Din? Okay. Unless, well, you need a Beis Din anyway for the Tefillah, and that's what Rashi's saying, since you need three people to be there anyway for the Tefillah, so we might as well use them for the Zechiah. But the truth is, anyone could do Zechiah, just a matter of practical concern. Is that the Pshat? Rashi's Mashma, there's something integral about the fact that the Beis Din is there doing the Tefillah, that some process of Nasnas Loy Av. So I want to start by learning a small piece in Avnei Nezer, which I think is very interesting. And then we're going to break open the sugya like nobody's business, okay? It's unbelievable. Rashi says three words, Nasin Loyav. And you're going to see, this is a whopper. The Avnei Nezer asks, why does it have to be Al-Daf's Beis Din? Why can't you get his uncle and his third cousin to come? Avnei Nezer says a Ga'inus. Nearly the Al-Daf's Beis Din Daf Ganaket. The Inish the Alma Ina Yachal Yasser Shliach Lehiskayer. The Ina Bataras Geras. Everybody knows to be a Shliach for somebody, you have to be in the Parsha of that Inyan. You have to be Shayach to that Inyan to act as an agent for somebody in a certain area. A regular person cannot be a shliach lehizgayer because he's not b'toras geiros. Rak bezdin nasin shluchim. Only bezdin could be a shliach for the geiros. Kiven sheim yichoyim legayer as anochri. Because only bezdin is in the parsha of geiros because they could be megayer. Just like a man could be a shliach lekabbalah for a get, even though he can't accept the get because he's not married to the woman, but he could bring the get. So it has to be a Beis Din of smuchim. In other words, Avnei Nezer are saying that the reason why you need a Beis Din over here, anyone could do Zechiah, is because only someone who's in the parsha of something can act as a shliach. So Beis Din, who could be Megayer, they could serve as a shliach in the Zechiah of Geirus, but not somebody else. So that might answer our fifth question. Again, we had five questions. Question number one, what is the process of Nasas Le'av? Number two, it's not Pashat. Why does the Gemara say Pshita? Number three, if it's Nasas Le'av, why does Rashi imply Shlichus? Number four, how does it help to be Moicha? And number five, why do you need a Beis Din for the Zechiah? So the Avnei Nezer is saying, well, for a Beis Din you need because only someone who's in that parsha could serve as a shliach. Okay, we're about to break open the sugya. Gemara and Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. Divrei Torah Aniyim B'Makam Echad V'Ashirim B'Makam Echer. What's the makar of shlichus in the Torah? It's a sugya, right? Maybe Karban Pesach. V'Shachatu Kol Yisrael Kol Esra. The Gemara asks, V'lahadam Rav Gidol Amar Rav, Minayin Sheshlicha Shal Adam K'maysoi, Shenemar, V'Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimateh. Well, Rabbi Welder, your name comes up twice in this pasuk, but it says one nasi per mata. You know what that din is talking about? That din is talking about the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, where how did Yehoshua ben Nun bequeath Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael? Each shevet appointed a nasi, and the nasi was zoiche in each piece of land for everyone in his shevet. How? Nobody appointed the nasi. Well, it's good for everyone to have land. So the nasi acts as the zoicha on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So that's a raya shlichos. So Gemara asks, typically shlichos mehacha. We should learn out shlichos from there. Gemara says, you can't learn out shlichos there. But tizbra, daha shlichusahu, that couldn't have been shlichos. Vaha ketanim labnei shlichos ninu. There were ketanim there in Klal Yisrael who were zoicha to land in Eretz Yisrael. Ketanim can't appoint a shliach, so you can't learn out shlichus from there, because clearly it wasn't shlichus, because there were ketanim. Says the Gemara, we'll learn Ella, the way it worked was, ki hada rava bar Rav Huna. Da amar rava bar Rav Huna, amar Rav Gidol, amar Rav. Minayin shezochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, shenemar, v'nasi echad, nasi echad. So says the Gemara, the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is not working through shlichus, but through zechiah. Now, this, straight off the bat, is a big question on Tosfos. What do you mean it's not working through shlichus, but it is working through zechiah? Zechiah works through shlichus. The way zechiah works is, since it's good for me, there's an anan sadi, it's like we're all witnesses, I would have appointed you as a shliach. So apparently we see that there's a level of zechiah that Beis Din could do for someone, even where the mechanism of shlichus is not shayach. But listen to what the Gemara asks. Being Yoresh Eretz Yisrael, zechiah? Zechus ilai, hachoy v'nami yika. Diyika nicha b'har v'la nichla b'bika. Some people like mountainous areas, some people like valleys. V'yika d'nichla v'la nichla b'har. So it can't be zechiah because not everybody will like what the nasi was mezakeh them in Eretz Yisrael. So watch this. The Ella k'derava barav huna, the amar rava barav huna, amar rav gidol, amar rav minayin li yisoyimim shabolach like b'nechsei aviyem. How do I know yisoyimim that come to divide the nechasim of their father? Shabezdin ma'amidim lehem apotropos, that Bezdin establishes an apotropos l'choy v'lezuchos. That let's say they're five yisoyimim and they want to inherit the father's estate. So we appoint a trustee to act on their behalf, whether it's good or whether it's bad for them, but we have to divide it, says Gemara. L'choy v'amai. Ela l'choy v'almanas l'zuchos. We appoint the trustee not to act for something that's bad for them, but we appoint him to fight for them, for what they think, for what the trustee considers the benefit of the assignment. And if they end up losing, then whatever they did is still effective. How do I know that there's a concept that we could appoint someone on behalf of the Yisoyimim? Talmud Loimar, V'nasi Echad, Nasi Echad, Mimata Tikachu. From here we learn there's a concept that Beis Din can act on behalf of Yisoyimim. Where do we learn this from? A pasuk in the Chumash. Nasi Echad Tikachu. That the way Eretz Yisrael was bequeathed to the Jewish people was Beis Din could act on behalf of the Yisoyimim. Is it through Shlichus? No. Is it through Zechiah? No. Why isn't it through Shlichus? Ketanim don't have Shlichus. Why isn't it through Zechiah? Because they're not necessarily good. What is the mechanism? Nasi achad, nasi achad, mimata tikachu. How does that work? We still don't know. But there is a mechanism that Beis Din can act on behalf of Yesoimim, acting in good faith, even if it ultimately will not be exactly what the Yesoimim perhaps would have wanted. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. You got it? There's a klal in Shas. Beis Din has the capacity to act on behalf of the Yesoimim. The source is Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Tikachu. Comes the Pnei Yeshua, and the Pnei Yeshua asks on Toisvis, what's his problem? That there's no Zechiah for a Katan, and there's no Shlichas for a Katan, and there's no Zechiah for a Goy. That's Stamazai. But Beis Din is allowed to act on their behalf, midairaisa. Nasiyacha, nasiyacha, mimata tikachu. That's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua on Toisvis. Toisvis asks, how does this whole process work? But Mapilin Oysadas Bezdin L'chaira is Zechia, which works through Shlichos. And Toisus says, there's only Shlichos for a Katan Midrabanon. And Toisus has to come up with this whole pshat, that even though it only works Midrabanon, Yesh Kayach Biad Chachamim Lakadam and Atayra, ask the Pnei Yeshua, it could work Midairaisa. How? Through the process of the Gemara and Kedushin, Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Tikachu. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Miu, Beperko Ish Mekadesh, Kosavti, Tenehida, Zechias Akadon, Yedei Acher, Medei Abonon, Mikamakam, Yedei Beis Din, Hava Medei Raisa, Kedemaisi Hasam. Comes the Shach in the Nekudois HaKesef in Simen Shinhei, and the Shach says, Nira Barur, the Beis Din Yachal, Liskois Lukatan, Afila Bemakim, the Hava Choyva Ktsas, Kedemuchach and Kedushin Daf Membez. And he quotes the Gemara Membez. He quotes the whole Gemara. Talmeloi Marvenosi Achal, Mimati Tikachal, Ad Kan Lashon HaShas. Adkan l'shayne, look carefully. Hare says in the Kudus HaKesef, Lehedya, Beis Din Yachal Lizkois Lekatan Afilu B'makayim Dehavanami Chayva. Beis Din could act for a Katan even if it's a Chayva. Ah, ask in the Kudus HaKesef, if Beis Din could act for a Katan even if it's a Chayva. So I have a Kash on Toysus and Ksubis, Daf Yer Aleph, who asks, that the Gemara says, Ger Katan Mapilin Oisei Adas Beis Din. And Toisus asks, what do you mean there's only Shlichus Midrabanan? Says in the Kudus HaKesef, Ula Didi Loi Kasha Midi, the Beis Din Shani, Beis Din is different. Da Afilu B'makam She'ein Shlichus Zechia L'Katan, Yechoylen Beis Din Lizkois L'Katan. See that? The Nekudas HaKesef asks, what's Toisus bothered by? That Shlichus and Zechiyar is only Midrabanan, but in my opinion, even so, Beis Din could still act on behalf of a Kata Midairaisa. Why? From where? What's the source? Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Tikachu. Now, by the way, We're still not home. We're still trying to figure out Pshat and Rashi. Nasin Loyav. And Umatsasi Esha Ahava Navshi, an amazing Chasam Sofer. You ready for this? You're going to jump out of your skin. Comes a Chasam Sofer. And a Chasam Sofer says, Asan Toysis, Aye Adas Bezdin, Tamu Betoysis, Ha'in Zachilakatan. The Rabim Tamu, many are Matmiya, the Nekudos HaKesef. By the way, Nekudos HaKesef are the Shach's notes on the Taz. The Pnei Yeshua asks this question. The Rabim Tamu Latmiyasam, Hamavua Roish Perakoish Makadesh. What's Tosis bothered by that there's no Zechiyah and Shlichas for a Katan, but the Gemara in Kedushin says that from the Pasuk of Nasi Echad Lamata, that Al Das Beis Din, through a Beis Din, you could be Maimed Apotropos. Uvenekudos HaKesef, Simon Shanei, here is Shalai Lamazah, he made an earthquake about this question. Right? He said, the Nekuzah Gemara says, L'didi, Tosfos is kasha, is not a kasha. Right? Again, Tosfos asks, how does this work? Zechia, shlichus, the katan doesn't have shlichus and zechia midai raisa, only midrabanan. So the achroinim ask, what do you mean? What about the process of kedushin daf mem beis? Listen to this chasam sefer. Va'ani tama al tmiyasam. I am matmiya. I wonder on the tema of the nekusa kesef. In the Gemara in kedushin, Hasam Bezdin Shel Yisrael, there it's a Jewish court, Al Ketane Yisrael. They could act for the Jewish kids. Why? Kihem Avihem Tiyasmininu. In Kedushin, where the Jewish court is acting for Jewish Yisoimim, they could do that job because they're the father of Yisoimim. It could be that is applicable by all the nationalities. Maybe Chinese courts are the father of their nation, and maybe North Korean courts are the father of their nation. But how could a Bezdin of Yisrael be the father of Gentile children to convert them? Who made them the father of the Yisoimim? Avol Bezdin Shel Yisrael, mi sam l'sar v'shoifed al k'tani u'masoylem b'nei nochrim, v'im kein afilu yeish shlichus l'katan. Even if yeish shlichus l'katan, but they ain't shlichus l'akum. V'kutshus ha-toysus ha-tsuma. I don't understand the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, or the Nekus HaKosus kasha, says Achsam Soifer. Again, the Nekudas HaKesef wants to know, who cares, Ein Zechia L'Katan, Ein Shlichus L'Katan, but the Gemara Kedushin says, Bezdin could act on behalf of Yisoimim, even on something which is a quasi chayiv. Even on something which is a quasi chayiv midai raisa. And the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, that's by a Jewish court acting for Jewish children. So they're the father of the Yisoimim. But who told the Nekudas HaKesef that a Jewish court could act on behalf of Gentile children? Marv Rabbi said, with this Chasam Sofer, we could answer all five questions on Rashi like that. Because the Chasam Sofer is being megala to us one simple point. What is the mechanism of Nasi Echad Tikachu? How was it that the Nasi of each tribe bequeathed Eretz Yisrael to the various members of their tribe? What was the process of Nasi Echad? The Chasam Sofer understands it. They become the father of Yisrael. They become their father. The Nasi becomes their father. The only thing is, the Chasam Sofer asks, maybe the Bezdin can only become the father if the Bezdin's Jewish and the kids are Jewish. Maybe they don't become the father when the Bezdin's Jewish and the kids are Goyim. But the process, the lumdus of Nasi Echad Tikachu, is, the Chasam Sofer learns, is Nasim Lohem Av. And with this we could go back and answer all five questions on Rashi. We asked, what does Rashi mean, Nasin Loy Av? What is that? It's not Zechia, it's not Shlichus, it's called the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis. Nasi Echad Tikachu, where Bezdin could act on behalf of Yisoimim, even on something which is a quasi Choyv. Where does that come from? It's a Gezeras HaKosov, of Nasi Echad Tikachu. That's Pshat in Rashi. Simple Pshat in the words of Rashi, Nasim Layav. We asked, whoa, isn't that a big chiddush? Why does the Gemara say, a pshita? It's a very big chiddush that they become the father. No, it's not a big chiddush. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Nasi Echad Tikachu. The Gemara, the second question was, well, it's a very big chiddush. No, it's not. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Nasi Echad Tikachu. Question number three, Rashi is mashma that it's shlichus, and it's not migeder nasis le'av. So with that, we're going to say that this process is not working through zechia, which is mitam shlichus. Zechia mitam shlichus is when something is good, there's a non-sadi, we would appoint a shliach. But that only works if somebody's b'tayra shlichus. But in this case, it's a gezeres hakasuv that the bezdin acts as the shlichus of the katan. So it is working through shlichus. If you look in the Sefer Sheva and Musar, he brings I nekudas hakasuv siman shin hei shatam al divrei ha-toisus. He says the Aide Bezdin Shani Davud Yasmi Ninu, Kumaidi Afim Gdushim Nasi Achad. So here also he says that it's working through Avua the Yasmi. The Pnei Yeshua also asks this question. He says, V'divri Pnei Yeshua Nachoinim, Pnei Yeshua is correct, Al Had Rav Huna, Dimat Bila Noisei Adas Bezdin. So you see clearly the Sheva and Musar is learning that the concept of Avihem Shel Yisoimim is a certain type of Shlichus. It's Shlichus Doiraisa, but it's not Shlichus Mitam Zechiah. But it only works if it's somewhat good. And therefore, if the Katan is Moiche, is Megala, it's not a Zechus. And this is another answer to the Avnei Nezer's question. Avnei Nezer asks, why can't anybody do this? Why do you need a Bezdin? So the Avnei Nezer says you need a Bezdin because only someone who is B'toiras, that Inyan, can act as a Shliach. We would say you need a Bezdin for a different reason. Because the Gzeres HaKosov of Nasi Acha Tikachu was only said to a Bezdin. It was not said to a regular person. So this is just an interesting way to understand the sugya of Ger Katan Matbilanoi Sayadas Bezdin. It's utilizing the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Beis of Nasi Achad Tikachu, which Chasam Sofer and Shevet Sofer understand that Nasi Achad Tikachu works through the process of they become Avihem Shel Yisoimim. And we're suggesting that's what Rashi means, but it's not a stira to the fact that Rashi says shlichus. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're going to hold it over here, and you could take a look at these Marim Mekoymais further. But I wish you a great day. Further, I believe the schedule this week is going to be. We're going to do this evening Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Monday and Tuesday Yud Beis Amud Aleph and Yud Beis Amud Beis. Okay? And then next week I'm not going to be around. Probably this week no Wednesday night cheer, and next week hopefully yes Wednesday night cheer. Okay? Yeah.
So I was thinking that you could bring another raya that Nasi Echad cannot be Al Shlichus or Zuchus, because they were representing another group. The other group was the Meisei Midbar. Because the way the Yerusha worked is it went up to the parents and came back down. How could you be a Shliach or be Zaycha for some, but for a mate? So it had to be
a different process. Again, but we're saying not like that. We're saying that it is through Shlichus. Rashi says Shlichus.
So how would it work with the Meisei Midbar?
It's a gzeres hakasuv that you could be their shliach. Also, Stam, how could it work through any process? How could you be zoicha in something for someone who doesn't exist? How could Zechiya work? How could any process work? You know? Yeah. Okay, everyone, have a good day. Shkayach, bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.